Welcome to the program. It's Mike and Molson here on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. I love when this happens, when we just have surprise celebrity guests.
That's amazing. This one's pretty outstanding.
Yep. We welcome onto the show Tim Gunn. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm thrilled to be with you. Thank you so much.
Great to have you on as Project Runway about to go into its 15th season. That's great.
That's crazy.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it really is. I'm simultaneously in awe and incredulous. I think 15 seasons. Well, I never dreamed there'd be a season two.
Yeah, that's, I mean, and you think that with so many reality shows where you go, all right, well, this is an interesting concept. How long can you make this last? Or maybe people would go, it's not even an interesting concept at all. And yet people are drawn to this. Why do you think people are so drawn to it?
Well, frankly, I never thought anyone would be drawn to it. Okay. I mean, when we were taping season one, I thought,
you are a terrible salesperson. You know that?
I really am. I'm a realist and a pragmatist. I thought, who wants to watch a bunch of people sewing? I mean, it's what I was chair of the fashion department at Parsons, so it was my life. Mm-hmm. I worked with designers who created wonderful, creative, innovative apparel for a good number of years, but I thought, well, will the public at large be interested in this? In fact, my mother used to refer to it as my rarefied universe. But people are captivated by how creative these people are and by what they're actually designing and making. And I have to say, I'm with them. I'm in awe of what they do, especially considering our time frame, because we don't cheat it. It's real.
Right. Well, I was going to ask you that. 15 seasons, what is the biggest change you've kind of seen, not only in the fashion trends, but maybe even in the technology and the way we go about making these clothing that they're on the show?
Well, that's a very good question. In terms of the Project Runway designers' engagement with the making, mm-hmm. I would say it's very much the same.
Okay.
Because a lot of it has to do with having a fair an even playing field.
Okay.
And if we were introducing, computerized sewing machines that don't even work, it's like self-driving cars.
Right.
You stick the fabric in and the machine makes it.
Right.
There's such a learning curve with this new technology that we'd have to bring the designers in 6 months in advance and give them this crash course. So we do it the old-fashioned way.
Right.
But the outcomes are certainly... it will certainly speak to trends in fashion and the contemporary world.
We're visiting with Tim Gunn. He and Heidi Klum about to start their 15th season of Project Runway tomorrow on Lifetime. And I shop at Kohl's, for example.
I love Kohl's.
Okay, that's about as adventurous as my fashion gets. There's lots of guys listening and women listening. I just go to work every day, and so I don't necessarily need it to be fancy or fantastic. What are some of the trends out there right now that maybe I'm missing? I know I'm missing.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm very much like you. And I am the anti-trend guy. I'm always saying, don't chase trends. Mm-hmm. They're only good if they work for you. And I have a wardrobe that I like very much, and it's me. And I only add to it when there's a need. I never say, oh, boy, the raspberry jacket is in. I've got to go out and get one of those. I would look like an idiot. So it all has to do with how we want to present ourselves, and that should be an individual's decision and not a decision made by some fashion editors or retailers. This industry can be very intimidating, and it's one of the things that I dislike about it.
Yeah, but you're a snappy dresser. You look good. I mean, you look put together.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, I evolved into it, and I will also say, as someone who was in front of a classroom for 29 years, I always believed it was very important that anyone walking into this studio or classroom knew who was in charge. So your clothes can send that message.
I have to ask you as well, as far as trends go, for a while there, the bow tie was the hot thing. And I had never worn one, and then all of a sudden, I put one on for the first time, and now I'm addicted. It seems like it's gone away. Am I still okay to be wearing it, or are people going to point at me and go, look at that guy still rocking the bow tie?
You are absolutely okay wearing it.
Okay,
absolutely. But whatever you wear, if you wear it with confidence, people will believe you. And the bow tie is a classic staple of menswear. It's not as though it's a bolo. I mean, it's not as though it's something that's so regionally associated that we'll think, who is that person? Mm-hmm. Wear it with great style and panache.
Excellent.
So if I have style and panache, but I'm wearing like Zubaz pants from the 90s.
You can do it. I mean,
come on.
No, I say it all the time. I mean, red carpet experiences, for instance, I'm always the one, the person who's standing up for the person who may look a little crazy. I mean, an example is Tilda Swinton at the Golden Globes a number of years ago, and she was wearing a asymmetrical black gown that was looked a bit like she was wearing a beehive. And Stacey London said to me on the Today Show, she looks like she's wearing a garbage bag. And I said, you know, she's Tilda Swinton. She's not a classicist. Yeah. She is a bohemian. So when we think about the semiotics of clothes, that's the message she's sending. I'm marching to the beat of my own drummer and not yours. And I believe in that.
That's a great way to look at that. I like that.
So what you're saying is really what it boils down to is there really is no wrong way to wear it. As long as you have confidence in it and you think you look good in it, that's the main crux of what really you need to do when choosing a wardrobe?
Well, yes, but with some additional codicils. One being, be careful of showing too much skin. It can be not sexy, but in fact very vulgar.
Okay.
And be attentive to silhouette, proportion, and fit. And when I talk about fit, our clothes should skim us. They shouldn't hug us.
Okay.
And they shouldn't cascade away from us. So if we're mindful of these matters, we can look great, no matter what size and shape we happen to be.
In about 4 minutes, you made me feel 100% better about my just ordinary plain look that I have.
I'm very happy to hear that.
Yeah.
And you should feel good.
Go ahead.
The Emmys coming up on Sunday, and there's you've got a couple nominations, it looks like.
Yes, we do.
Congratulations.
I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And so how do you feel about going into this? Gosh, you guys have been nominated multiple times over the past 15 years.
Oh, I know. We've been nominated every year since 2005.
Uh-huh.
And my refrain now is, can we just please win? Something.
That seems reasonable.
You're trying to be the Susan Lucci of reality competition shows?
Well, we are, exactly. We are the Susan Lucci of reality competition.
Yeah.
Just give us a win. I mean, part of it, though, is that we were such a trailblazer for reality competition shows.
That's true.
We were one of the first. Mm-hmm. We continue to have a great deal of integrity in what we do and a great deal of seriousness of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the template so many other shows have followed. And it irks me that we're not. I mean, thank God we're nominated. I wouldn't want that to go away. But we should win.
Amen.
We're rooting for you here in Springfield.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, Tim Gunn from the reality show Project Runway. It has its debut going into its 15th season tomorrow on Lifetime. Cool having you on the show. I appreciate it, and we'll talk again. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very, very much, and wonderful talking to you both.
Thank you.
It's Mike and Molson here on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
Good to know I can still rock the bow tie.
Yeah, yeah.
Tim Gunn approved.
And it's such a strange contradiction because I don't really stress about what I wear. You know, I know more or less kind of what goes together, and
I
look like a responsible human being. But I've been in stores where I start just having panic attacks going, I don't know how to do this. I don't know. Where are my garanimals? You know?
It's all about coordinating, man.
Yeah.
It's all about coordinating. I tend to, my daily wardrobe is pretty jeans and t-shirt type of guy. But when I dress up, when I go out, I like to look snappy. So I got to make sure I coordinate. That tie's got to pop with that shirt.
Yeah.
And you
got to
make sure everything's going on.
I don't know how to do this.
What do you mean you don't know how to do this?
I don't know how to do that.
It's pretty easy to do.
Because I'll look at something and go, well, that looks good, but I couldn't do that.
You just gotta try it, man.
I don't think I could wear a bow tie in a.
You would be. I never thought I could either. I was always a tie guy. But the thing about the bow tie that is great is when you go out to a nice restaurant, half the time I would always be concerned about my tie either being on the table or getting in the way of my ability to eat. Mm-hmm. With a bow tie, you don't have to worry about that. Yeah. Like the first time I went to use the bathroom at a really nice restaurant wearing the bow tie.
Oh, you didn't have to throw it over your shoulder?
Yeah, you had to do that weird thing where you don't know what to do with your tie. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
It was right there. So the bow tie was
I rock. How do you know how wide? I mean, I don't want it to be like a big soupy sales thing that goes out all the way out to my shoulders.
A little secret. They have the pre-tied ones that have like the thing on the back. So those are usually perfect.
Yeah. I don't want to wear a bow tie.
Try it once. Try it once. Yeah, I was the same way. The only person I had reference was the politician Paul Simon. Yeah. He always looked like a dweeb. No offense to him. Exactly. And Bill Nye. It can pop for you. If you get the right bow tie, it can make it pop.
I guess that's what I'm saying. I'm not really a pop kind of guy.
And what I really like to do sometimes is to layer the same color on it, just a slight variation of it. Looks really nice.
You're substantially better at this than I am, evidently.
I try to be.
And we'll have more fashion tips with Mike and Molson every Wednesday here on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMUI. Well, that was cool. Tim just fell out of the ceiling there and decided he was gonna be on the show with us.
Which is very awesome.
Yeah.
Out of all the people who fall out of the ceiling, he's one of the better ones.